This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. Well, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it available to you to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you this evening.
And Dave.
And when I say this evening, it's not evening where I am. It's morning. It's 9 a.m. here in the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we have a special guest. We have Paul Murphy. Paul, thanks for sitting in with us.
Hey, good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are.
Right.
Good.
Because America's Day starts here in the U.S. Mariana Islands. I think this is the first place in the United States that the new day touches.
Yes, definitely.
And it's unusual doing my evening show right in the middle of the day, but we're looking out here on palm trees and beautiful weather, and it's gorgeous here. And you are a very interesting fellow that I met, and so I brought you in for a conversation. Not only do you have a lawsuit in against the government of the Marianas to increase gun freedom here, and we're going to talk about that here in a second, but give you a little bio. You were a U.S. Army Ranger?
Yes, I was with the 3rd Ranger Battalion.
And how long did you do that?
4 years.
4 years, yeah. That's about as long as I'd want to do it, too. I'm sure that was very, very difficult work.
It was, but honestly, it was fun. It was amazing.
And I did get to go out to a shooting event. You have a little club that you've started up here.
That's right. Dave and I and a few others, we started a nonprofit civil liberties group called the Commonwealth Ordnance Group.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I showed up. I did not shoot, but I got to see what was going on, just sort of observing the event. It was really awesome. And not only that, you're a business owner and
a school teacher. Yes.
Yeah, so you're preparing young minds. As a matter of fact, I've met plenty of people who have been your students.
Excellent.
And, you know, they all speak so highly of you. And I think that you bring a voice to the classroom that a lot of people aren't hearing otherwise. You know, sort of very constitutional voice.
I agree. And that's kind of the point. You know, the upcoming is the Attorney General's Cup, and I have a group of young gentlemen who are actually reading case law. They're really intense into reading these kind of issues and at a very young age, and that's my hope. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it other than this, but your kids are smart because you're spending a lot of time on the right stuff with them.
Yeah, and that's really the foundation of it. And if you just read good stuff, you're obviously going to get good stuff.
Right. That's really it. As a matter of fact, one time spoke with David Friedman. This is the son of Milton Friedman and the father of Pottery Friedman. And he described unschooling as throwing books at a child and seeing which ones stick. And I presume he doesn't mean literally, although I've at the time...
You'd be amazed. I've taught for a little while, yeah. Some teachers will take that both figuratively and literally.
But, I mean, it's pretty cool stuff. Now, tell me about this lawsuit that you've got going on.
Okay,
when I say against, you're really what you're trying to do is help the government of the Marianas Islands see what is appropriate and true about the Second Amendment and its application here.
Yeah, generally speaking, so I want to focus on, a lot of times when we focus on firearms liberties per se, we forget that it's the person we're trying to protect. Mm-hmm. You know, so I try to kind of lean towards, it's not really about the firearms, even though that's what usually is brought up. You know, it's about being able to defend ourselves. So the lawsuit, the first one, was actually just being able to get rid of the pistol ban.
Yeah.
Well, that was Dave's, well, and then I tailored off of Dave's lawsuit to go into...
Real quick, tell about Dave's lawsuit.
Okay, so Dave's lawsuit was aimed at getting rid of the pistol ban or the handgun ban in the CNMI.
Dave? And the general ability to use a firearm for self-defense as well as carry in the home and the removal of restrictions for non-citizen legal residents like green card holders.
And so that was the big door. And then after that, my lawsuit was aimed at getting rid of the caliber restrictions and the rest of the other firearms restrictions, firearms furniture, basically all the attachments that go along with a firearm, removing the tax, any taxes, or just any barriers that, and the registration of firearms.
What kind of taxes did they have? Because this is one of the little tricks that the local governments will use to basically ban firearms. If it's $10,000 tax on the sale of a gun in a given area, and on Saipan, there's only one area. You can't drive to the next county. Mm-hmm. You know, there's only one municipality.
Yes. So it was a $1,000 tax, and that got shut down right off the bat because it was clear to the judge exactly what they were doing. But the thing that's even more amazing, so this lawsuit was decided in September, if I'm not mistaken, and I think October, November. November, the legislature basically, repealed the entirety of the previous law and reenacted almost the exact same law. So on every level that I've done, and I've been pursuing this for 3 years after the 10 years I did that first one, and the current filing that I made was for a contempt of court. And it's clear that a lot of the legislators and the, not the entirety of the police force, but just a few people who are politically connected, they do not respect the law. And in my opinion, I don't think they even respect the judge.
Well, I think that, is the judge a local judge?
She is. She's an amazing lady. I mean, Judge Manglonia, she has a great history. So I brought my older daughter in to talk with her, and the judge brought us to her library, and she kind of gave us a little background. She has an amazing story. Mm. Just, I mean, she's a solid lady. She reads through these things, and she really takes these things to heart. Very practical in her judgments. You know, she's very broad-minded. Yeah.
I was impressed in, I don't think that she's the biggest supporter of the Second Amendment.
Not at all.
But I think she's somebody who can read
and she's reasonable.
The Constitution,
yeah.
You know?
And I mean, I personally disagreed with her judgments, yeah. But I knew that she actually cared about it and she read it, so she was reasoning through it. And someone like that, over time, it's someone you can work with, and that's something that's good.
And so I'm curious. This island is largely Republican. Almost everybody who's elected here.
Per se.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing is that I don't entirely understand why would the politicians here be so, and some of them, not all of them, certainly, be so anti-gun. What's the history? What makes it that this island seems to be the government of this island seems to be anti-gun?
So there's a long, both positive and negative history here. So we're kind of like from 1951 to 1961, we're a secret military CIA operating base.
51 to 61, you said?
Yeah, this was during the naval technical tactical unit times or training times, right?
And yeah.
There's a giant satellite dish that the CIA used here on this island.
That was Air Force. That was actually part of the Star Wars program.
Yeah, that was the pack barrier.
Pack Bar 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 51 to 61.
Yeah. So then, I mean, from what I've read and heard, so they got a drug trade going through here. They had the Yakuza, the Russian mafia.
Is that correct?
The Chinese
mafia. Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of groups here. This is, I mean, it's obvious that it's a paradise. And since it's like a central hub, it's away from Guam, right? It's there's a lot more freedom here. So it's kind of like a hub for these groups to come through. And that kind of environment, a lot of the people who are now in power, they're in that environment, and they... This is just hearsay. I'm not saying it's not something that I know for sure, but just from talking to people, they've had quite a few gunfights here.
Okay.
And so they come from that era where because they were doing stuff that they probably weren't supposed to, they think that that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah. Well, that was like back in the day.
Yeah, this is like 70s.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then it kind of creeped into the 80s and 90s, and then when Clinton had that big, you know, ban, it kind of, that kind of like say, hey, we can use this to, yeah.
Yeah, barring last week, there basically only been like 5 killings on the island, and they all to be.
There's actually a lot more.
Oh, there are a lot more?
Yeah, yeah. It's just when people say, oh my goodness, this has never happened in the Marianas, everybody who's read, they're like, well, actually, things have gotten a lot better. So,
yeah.
But another thing is that the laws, actually, they never really changed from the trust territories times.
Right.
Right, part of the UN. So those laws kind of carried over, and nobody ever decided to challenge it or change it.
So it's kind of a trust territory UN
Peace Corps kind of thing.
That was where the laws really came from. Yeah. But
the Peace Corps, you can't expect the Peace Corps to, yeah. to say, yeah, yeah, we're just going to make guns legal. They just can't do that.
Yeah.
It's just against their nature.
It is. So the politicians, along with that, you know, in their background, they kind of just carried that over.
So I want to talk about some of the gun training that you're doing here and what we're going to see, what you hope to see from your lawsuit, okay? The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And David.
And Paul.
And you can call in at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I mean, you know, right now we're talking to Paul about the lawsuit that you filed against the Marianas Islands in order to increase gun freedom here. And just sort of, you know, your thoughts on these sorts of things. Now, you were a U.S. Army Ranger, and I saw you giving a class to noobs.
Yes.
Was it last weekend already?
Yeah, it was
fast. A lot happened.
Yeah. Gosh! I mean, the world's on fire now, right? Like, I hear there's a global pandemic.
Yeah. Well, nothing's more fun than having a bunch of liberals who never shot guns take them to the range and watching their eyes light up.
Yeah. It was so nice. The smiles were wonderful.
Yeah.
Just that. Kids with firecrackers and fireworks because, I mean, this is a sort of forbidden fun for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they've never done it before. And there's so much to learn, right? Like, shooting guns is first you pull the trigger, it goes bang, and like, wow, that was great. And then it keeps getting, like, then you're trying to get the little holes in paper deep, you know, deeper and closer.
Yes.
You're, you know, working on moving targets and a whole variety of things that you can do.
Yeah, well, I was focusing on pistol. Paul was focusing on the rifles. And I tell you, there's this, like, 4'8" with my huge 6-inch dirty hairy 357 Magnum, and it was, and she had the just the look on her face was just priceless.
Yeah. What do you think she was thinking?
Like nobody's messing with me now. You know, I don't know.
That's exactly what I got from a lot of talking. It was a really empowering experience because I remember that same girl was shooting the 9mm, right? So she's the first time she was firing, she put it down after 4 rounds.
Yeah.
So I walked away, gave her some pointers, walked away a few minutes, came back to check on her, and she picked it up and she was blazing away after that.
Oh yeah.
And like 20 minutes later, she was loading her own mag, slapping them in, and I was like, wow.
And we were shooting steel, and she was like, ping, 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 and it was pretty awesome.
God made man, and Sam Colt made them equal. This is what I really love about guns, is that when the ladies pick them up, and the ones that really gel with them, you know, and it takes a little while, but the ones that really gel with firearms suddenly have the ability to defend themselves in a way that they never had their entire life.
Right.
Women are walking around with a shoulder girdle that is, you know, half of what men's is. And mind you, that means some women have a shoulder girdle that is better than some men. But it's rare. But the vast majority of them are walking around weaker, smaller, and all these other things. So they're, you know, they're creating a life dealing with how they have to deal with this particular fact. And then suddenly they get a piece, right? And, you know, whether it's a 357 or a little 380 or whatever it might be. It changes their being in the world. Now they're as powerful as the next guy. They're responsible for their actions, but they're powerful.
Well, you know, I think a 9mm vasectomy is more effective, a deterrent, than a rape whistle. So that's just my thought.
I call them the same thing. Hey, your rape whistle goes bang.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I like that catchphrase, right? A piece brings peace.
Yeah, I like it. I do like it. So before we go on, I want to tell people real quick about LibertyCon. We partnered with the Students for Liberty to put on LibertyCon, or to be at LibertyCon. They're putting it on. But LibertyCon has sadly been canceled because of the coronavirus. Just want to let everybody know we will not be going there from the 3rd through the 5th of April. And what does that mean for my return to the United States? Well, they canceled my second flight that has been canceled. So the answer is I simply don't know. But LibertyCon canceled, and I know they're preparing for next year's. Oh, they also have regional conventions, and we're going to be continuing to work with them. It's, you know, not mad or anything like that. It's just kind of, oh, man, that stinks. So there you go, LibertyCon. Tell me about the lawsuit, Paul, and exactly what you're attempting to work on and which freedoms you're trying to make sure that they have. Can somebody carry a gun here on Saipan?
Yes. So currently, according to local law, basically everything that Dave and I were able to get in with the court, they just denied.
Okay.
So if you are arrested under local law, You can still be arrested for doing just about everything.
Right.
But as soon as it gets to court, it'll be thrown out, which is why the police officers, a lot of the good guys I talk to, they know they're in a dilemma.
Right.
They're like, I know I'm a law enforcement officer. I'm supposed to enforce the law, mm-hmm. but which ones? And, you know, a lot of them, you know, they don't read as much, so they're not really that savvy on it. And I don't blame them. You know, sure. they already have a job and they have to go and do legal research after work. You know, it's just a lot. So what I'm currently doing is filing a contempt. And the reason I filed a contempt of court is because I don't think the judge knows what's going on. I don't know if she knows or not, but the only other time it was kind of a difficult situation because contempt of court is usually like a family, you know, divorce court kind of matter, yeah. right? Trying to get something. But in this situation,
the government of Saipan at the very least is in contempt of the
rule. And so mm-hmm. that's what I'm trying. I tried to figure out, and I wasn't actually. The court is the one that's supposed to bring the contempt. So I filed a motion because I didn't know what else to do.
Right. Motion makes sense. I mean, yeah. to bring the judge's attention to the contempt.
And that was my hope. That was my hope. And, you know, I was praying about this, hoping, like, you know, just give it up to the judge and hope that she can take it. And it's up to her. You know, I did this all by faith. You know, I don't really know what's going to happen. But that was my hope. Yep. Just let people know what's going on and then hope for the best.
None of us do. One of the things you mentioned here is the police not knowing what to do with this situation. Mm-hmm. And law enforcement officers all across the United States and probably all across the world are put into this situation all the time. They know what's right. They know what they should be doing, and then that sometimes goes afoul of the law.
Yes.
And, you know, these guys are put into a difficult position. In many cases, they'll just look the other way most of the time, but sometimes they get put into a position where maybe their superior's there or whatever the situation
might
be.
Yep.
You know, if a gun's used in self-defense, exactly what are they supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Because that could happen. As a matter of fact, there was a situation on the island this week where Dave, you're going to have to help me out here. It was a guy who had some mental health issues, schizophrenia perhaps.
I think it was
among
ice.
Other things.
I think it was drug use. And
that can often compound these.
Well, things. It was kind of funny. I found out about it because a client of mine called me up and sent me a WhatsApp video of this dude, you know, like holding a gun to this lady's head. It was his girlfriend. And he was like... you know, telling me about it, and that I look in the newspaper, and it's like, you know, says that, you know, Mr. Castro, who is notorious for taking hostages, apparently in 2010, he had already taken a hostage with a gun, and then I guess the whole thing was they tried to arrest him because he discharged a firearm, so to get rid of the police, he decided to discharge a firearm at the police. So then there was a hostage standoff, and, you know, there was no mention of where he got the firearm, but I was really taken aback because I read all the comments, and I was expecting them, to be, you know, like attacking guns, but they didn't.
Right. They mostly went after the police for whatever reason on this one.
The police shot both the suspect and
hostage.
The hostage.
Well, saved her in a manner of speaking.
Well, they saw the movie Speed, you know. Shoot the hostage.
Well... Shoot. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says the time is now to declare a national emergency over the coronavirus outbreak.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease. In furtherance of the order, I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately.
Wall Street responding positively to the news with the Dow soaring nearly 2,000 points, and Bill Gates is leaving the boards of Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to spend more time on philanthropy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live, and you are welcome. It's Mark with you.
And Dave.
And this is Paul.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Tom, I think everybody's got doubt right about now about everything. Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or fewer, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at about $23 trillion and unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you really can't wait to take control of your money. Is it higher, Paul? You're shaking your head.
No, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's just an amazing number.
Yeah, and your retirement really could end up being used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now, cfo-project.com. That's CFO CFOproject.com. You can invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project at CFO-Project.com. My family and I use these same strategies. They do work, and there's just no denying. It's a commitment that you can make to have more freedom in your life. Money isn't freedom, but it's kind of analogous, And I think most people want their families to have things better than that they did. So we were talking about the hostage situation that went on here in Marianas, and this guy. Can you tell me sort of what occurred here? I guess the cops went in and
yeah. So apparently the guy, there was some sort of like domestic dispute, and the police went to take care of it, and he fired a weapon at the police.
Yep.
Now, the rumors on the street is that he's related to a cop, and that's how he got the weapon. I don't know. I'm just saying what the word on the street is.
So there's an ethnicity here called the Chamorros. I believe you're part Chamorro?
Yes.
How many people are you related to on the island?
Quite a few.
All of them.
Well,
right?
I mean, I have a big family. So.
Right. And so, I mean, basically, you're talking, the Chamorros tend to be the government, the police, and these sorts of things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you also got the Carolinians, too, which are a smaller group. But, So.
I'm very curious about them. I haven't met one and don't know much of the history.
Oh, you probably have.
Okay.
But it's a long and interesting history. I'm sure Paul could probably say more about that, but what happened was the guy, he took his girlfriend hostage, who was, I think, Filipina.
Okay.
And no, she wasn't.
I'm pretty sure she's local.
Okay.
Oh, because I thought that's what. Anyways, what I conflicting
the things,
reports.
The things that people hear.
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna get this stuff from the news.
I found out about it because a friend of mine called me up and he WhatsApped me the video of it because he was across the street.
Yeah, I got a video. I got some video too.
And I gives this guy. He's got the girl and then takes him across the street from the fitness supermarket to towards the beach area, and they hold up in a building somewhere, and it was like for several hours.
The total standoff was about 38 hours.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if
people were taking naps, cops were coming in shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the hostage situation, you know, total of 38 hours. It was. One of the videos shows him moving across a main thoroughfare
in
one of the villages. So they, from what I gathered, they had a warrant. And this is not something new with this guy, right? They already knew he had a mental problem. There's prior issues with him. They had a warrant to go arrest him, all right, and for other crimes. But given his history, I was suspecting that you'd want to go in a situation like that, you want to go in hard.
Yeah.
Right? Then to see him walking across the street and then being able to barricade himself, you know.
Right. I mean, from a strategic standpoint, and I'm no, Green Beret here, but the guy's going across the street. You don't let him get to his house.
Yeah. I mean, I was just, I was looking at it going, thinking, why don't they have a sharpshooter take the guy out,
I ended up near this location, and I did get a small video, but I tried not to follow it. I tend to get a little upset at situations like this.
Yeah.
And as a former fireman, it's like I would have been involved had it been my town, but it's not my town, so I don't want to look because then I'd want to be involved. So
And that's a big thing. That's a big thing with this issue. What I was wondering the whole time is there's because the FBI was involved as well as other federal agencies. I'm not sure if the ATF was involved also, but there are other federal agencies involved with this, and I know that these agencies have protocols for this. You know, and that's something I hope that people are able to look into in this situation is what protocols were followed to be able to have this kind of outcome. Because from what I've read, you're supposed, if you get into a barricaded situation, the idea is that the longer you wait, the better the results. You know, so usually you give the person.
I think I get a chance to clear his head. He can't get any drugs.
You know? Exactly. And, and it could go bad either way. I mean, if he's going through withdrawals, then that might be an issue. But I was wondering, you know, what were the protocols that were supposed to be followed? And since we're on air, if anybody wants to assist our police department, if you guys are out there, you have SWAT training and you want to come to Paradise for a little bit, please do. Come help these guys out if you get a chance.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I will say about our police is that they are, a lot of them were underpaid, and I think the training could be better.
And our department's not bad by any means. We have some great officers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not bashing DPS at all.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
So some of these guys are amazing. But then, like, in every situation, there's always some people who don't exactly appreciate the responsibility of their job, regardless of the pay.
Sure.
Yeah. I ended up chatting with some firefighters one evening. I ended up at a firefighter dinner and some fundraising thing. And I got to say that the guys seemed, you know, as good as any department that I had a chance. Mm-hmm. So I presume that things are commensurate with the other cops. Tell me real quick about Carolinians. So we had just brought them up on the air. What can you tell me about the sort of the existence of these folks? I don't know much about it.
They're mainly from islands like Yap and Chuuk and Kozerai and places like that. Maybe I'm missing an island or two, but they're a slightly different ethnic group.
They came here like the 1800s.
Something like that, and they've been here kind of in their own little enclave, you know, with each other. They kind of have a little bit of a distinction, and we've had a couple of governors. We had a governor who was Carolinian before, Fidel. He was Carolinian. But yeah, it's just another group that's been here, and that's just one of the makeup of the island.
So the background history is kind of so there's a group that, now the word Chamorro is actually like a Spanish derivative of bald-headed people, kind of like, so when they first got here, they saw guys with shaved heads and ponytails, so they thought, hey, we'll call these guys, you know, bald-headed guys.
Right.
So that kind of stuck. And then same thing with Carolinian, right? Caroline isn't exactly a Polynesian word.
No.
So
mm-hmm.
So the Spanish took over, and during, like, over a period of 300 years, they kind of almost committed a complete genocide of the people that were here.
Certainly the culture.
Yeah. Then they brought in Carolinians were able to come in at that time also and make roots here, and they stayed while the Spanish ship the Chamorros to different islands, and then kind of after...
This is another method for destroying a culture,
basically.
And then after World War II, I know, like, Tinian got repopulated.
Yes.
Because you had a lot of displaced Chamorros down in, I think it was Yap.
Yap and Palau and all this. So I saw family in both Yap and Palau.
Yeah. And so Tinian was completely deserted at the end of World War II.
This is where they dropped the Enola Gay.
Yeah, they had built the biggest air base in the world at the time. The only people living on Tinian was kind of interesting. The Spanish used it for sugarcane and cattle. The Japanese used it for sugarcane, and then we used it for an Air Force base. And then it was completely deserted.
Right, and you know, not nearly as much going on in Tinian as there is on Saipan. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can also use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com. Sign up there. You'll need to create a username and password, but it sounds great.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free, 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishment sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you have?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the place to go if you're interested in getting educated on cryptocurrency. So the markets have been hit pretty hard with this whole coronavirus thing, and that includes the cryptocurrency markets. I believe gold's down too right now. Everything goes down, but if the market stays down, it historically what's likely to happen, I'm not predicting the future here, folks, but I'm telling you what's likely to happen is historically gold will go up in that down market, and gold's the place you want to be when the dollar's in a sort of collapse state and the market's going down. Presumably, cryptocurrency, now that it has reached some level of maturity, may do the same thing. So you need to start getting educated on this, because I believe it has changed the world, and I believe it's going to continue to do that. Bitcoin.com is the place to go to find out about all of that stuff and more. They've got videos on what it is and how to work it. They can get you a wallet so that you can put it in your phone, and they show you places where you can buy and sell. They allow you to purchase cryptocurrency. Everything you need right there at Bitcoin.com. Don't forget news.bitcoin.com, where they have all the most important and up-to-date news. So let's go on. Guys, we basically covered most of the stuff that's going on here on the island. I think much of it's important, but I think that the world, it kind of feels like the world's on fire right now, and we don't have to deal with it. Maybe the we had a little situation with a hostage situation, but that's pretty minor compared to global pandemic. So, I mean, schools are getting shut down all over the United States. The NBA, basically every major sporting event, shut down. Or I think in Europe they're having soccer games without anybody in the stadiums. It's just nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about being here where there hasn't been a single reported case? we're a little enclave.
Well, you know, one of the reasons I'm here in the first place is in case something like that was going to happen. I always felt that in my gut, you know, if the crapola hits the fan, I want to be in a place like that's a little bit isolated with a smaller population, year-round growing season and plenty of water and et cetera. But, you know, I mean, if it hits here, I don't think, like, the panic would be as bad as in the mainland. And I think, actually, the panic is what the danger is. I don't see the virus itself being as, you know, this end of life, this extinction level event. But, people, individuals are smart. But people in a herd are stupid, and you know I've got people all over the country calling, you know, talking to me, and they're saying, you know, the toilet paper's gone, and everybody's hoarding all of a sudden, and it's like, you know, meanwhile, you know, there's a lot of us that have basically been, you know, prepping a little bit here and there because.
I kind of think you should have had 24 to 36 rolls of toilet paper at the house anyway. It's just my thought.
I use a bidet. but something I learned in Japan.
It was old school, yeah. Most of the world doesn't use toilet paper. That's probably an issue. But
So I have a washlet is what the device that you stick on your toilet that people call bidets is a washlet. And I used one time, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is how life has to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 100%, this is how life has to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like in Thailand, they have what they call the bum gun. You know, it's like a little, it's like, you know, that thing that you would wash your dishes with, you know?
Uh-huh, the pressure washer.
Yeah. Well, in Thailand, they have, like, every toilet has one attached to the side. I found one at Ace, and it's like, you know, it changed my life.
You do need to be careful with the pressure settings on these things, because if you get a wrong pressure setting, it'll definitely set you off of that.
but it eliminates a lot of paperwork. You
know? So what I was going to say regarding that is this thing. I still use the TP to kind of dab away the warm.
Sure, sure.
I mean, mine even has a little, like, blow-dry setting, right?
Well, the Japanese are truly ahead of us. They're like Starfleet Command, you know, when it comes to toilet technology. It's amazing.
They have settings and buttons and, you know.
Plays what, music. Yes. To, like, hide the noise.
Left, right, wash, you know, that kind of deal. It's good.
I was at the Tokyo Narita Airport on my way here, you know, and it was like the first time I'm like, you know, at least I found you. You know, it's like, you know, I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, wait. What have I been doing all my life?
Right, and I think that Americans aren't really familiar with this stuff.
We're barbarians.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like all the time, you know, I have to stay in a hotel or whatever in some place in the U.S. I call my wife up. I'm like, I'm wiping my bum with TP like an animal. You know, this is not the way it is. And like she will attest, I've gotten now spoiled. These washlets can cost between like $150 to $400.
How much does a year supply of Charmin cost?
I have no idea, but now I'm at the $400 level on these washlets. So you know, first it's at my house, then it's like, well, I think we need it for the other toilet, and then we go to my mom's house, and it's like both of these toilets must have these. So I keep installing these things now around America wherever I go.
Oh, I remember going.
Put one in my luggage.
I remember going back to the mainland back in 2012, and I was completely like lost, you know, because I'm sitting there going, oh my God, I have to wipe now, you know, and I'm trying to figure out you know, how the logistics are going to be, you know, because it just wasn't comfortable anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, on speaking about the quote unquote pandemic this COVID-19, this virus. The big thing I've noticed, if you can share with people, give them a comparison, it really prevents a lot of the panic. Like, this is a major event. Well, compared to what?
Yeah.
You know, like, on the list of like lethality of viruses. This is really low on the list, and it's demographic dependent. I mean, if you're in a compact place like in China and Wuhan, you know, yeah, then obviously it's going to spread a lot faster just because of the physical contact. Whereas if you're in Montana, you know, the chances of it being able to reach you are probably zero.
Or if you're a young person with a relatively strong immune system. I mean,
a joke at the high school I work at is like, wait, so they're saying that we have to wash our hands? Is that really the...
Right.
I mean, I thought that was a norm. Like, did that all of a sudden become a thing?
Well, it should be. Well, you know, the thing... Yeah, well, the people just don't think. But, yeah, I mean, it's like the... I think the media is intentionally hyping it up, and I think that there's a very, okay, like, for example, I was reading somewhere that swine flu outbreak when Obama was president, you know, nobody made any deal about it, but like it's
right. Swine flu. I do think there's a political angle.
Swine flu killed a lot of people, like maybe 23 or 32,000 people, and right now this you know, corona, I'm going to call it corona because that's what I learned.
Fine.
But COVID-19, corona, whatever you want to call it, it's only killed like a couple hundred people in the, or I mean, I don't remember exactly.
Right, I think it was a few thousand globally.
Yeah, and it's like, but Orange Man bad, and so they have to use this.
Right. So Trump came out with the sort of, this isn't a big deal, so obviously the other side, because everything's a political football now, right?
Yeah, and then you got people like Bill Maher coming out saying, oh, the only way to get rid of Trump is a depression, and we need to, like, tank the economy, and it's like, these people are traitors.
Well, the success is there, right? Like, the economy is tanking.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm sorry, I talked.
I think that'd be short-lived, you know, just like anything. If, I think, you know, it's illegal for traders to do this, but they can do the same thing in stocks to try to collapse a stock and then invest and then get it to go back up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if we can prevent the panic and just get people reading again, looking at some of the stats, it'll start to make sense. And a good question to ask yourself, if you didn't know about this, what would actually change?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, if you didn't know about this, if the media didn't promote it, what would you actually change in your life? And I think a majority of people would say probably not much. I wash my hands. I pay attention. I cover my mouth when I cough. I use hand sanitizer. You know,
if you're staying home from work and the kids are staying home from school, well, this is a really great opportunity to teach your kids about some of the things that you're skilled at, whatever that might be.
Or at least spend some time with your kids, you know, like a lot of people don't, you know.
Well,
or
for me, that's what it is that I've got, you know, things I want to do today. When I was setting up the equipment, because the equipment, you know, you walk in, everything's in order, but I have to move it around throughout the week to do things and stuff like that. So I was showing my son how to do this, and you know, just
cool.
You know, and I'd have him turn the knobs and that kind of thing. So, you know, any opportunity, it can only take a few minutes, it's still invaluable.
And the life memories, you know, are ingrained in those things.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. COVID-19 could be the thing that brings families together around the world. I'm for it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty Movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.